The independent nation of Palau lies at the western edge of Micronesia, generally north of Papua New Guinea and between Guam and the Philippines. Most of the 250 islands that comprise Palau are small coral atolls, with the notable exception of the largest island, Babeldaob, which is volcanic in origin. Though tiny, Palau is distinct from the rest of Micronesia, with a higher standard of living and largely well-educated population. They've carved a distinct international profile as well, based on pioneering legislation to protect their natural environment. It appears their brand of environmentalism is rooted in their continuing connection to nature. It was a glorious Pacific day, with green muffin-top mini-islands dotting the blue sea, blue for miles. Buckley, Temengil, and I were speeding across the modern span bridges that link Palau's most populous islands.
Our life is really about the seasons. About the seasons of the plants, about the seasons of the ocean.
Buckley Temengil is Palau's Minister of Community and Cultural Affairs, and we're heading to one of the country's most important cultural events, a first birth ceremony, where I'll be meeting much of her extended family.
My uncle, when he's hunting in the forest, and then he sees a certain tree that's blooming, he knows what kind of fish are spawning. Or when birds are eating certain flowers, they know what kind of fish are in season.
Crucial knowledge, since most Palauans do still supplement their diet by fishing, farming, or gathering.
The place is so isolated, and the people are very close to their ocean and land. So our culture is really about that. Even when I was pregnant, they said, you don't give birth when the tide is going out. Because when the tide comes in, it brings all the good things. So even when I was giving birth, I was like, what time is the high tide? And it really happens like that. And when you die, people always know, oh, he died when the tide was going out. The tide goes out, then you go out with the tide.
Temengil says building a new house, launching a business, there's a time and tide for all of that.
So there's a closeness to both land and the ocean. And we live our life according to that cycle.
There's continuity in that. Traditions rooted in nature have shaped Palawan life for hundreds of years.
Anything about tradition and Palawan culture is our art.
Bilang Gloria Sali is the highest-ranking woman in Koror, Palau's most populous state. Called Queen Bilong, she says Palau's money, dance, chants, trees are all Palau's art forms.
And the talent of going to the taro pots and knowing how to work in the taro pots. The bananas trees, we have so many. Those are the art that our people need, and also knowing about our shells, and those are from the ocean.
Bilong's majestic home in Koror gleams with dark wood. A stupendous array of conch, cones, and nautilus shells is matched by giant feathery fans of black and red corals. Priceless plates made from turtle shell are the equivalent of money.
Just to know about it is part of the art, because the kids, they don't appreciate like the shells. So they don't think going to the taro pots is important thing. But you know, my grandmother, she babysit me in the taro pot. So every day I go there, you know, I would learn to harvest the taro. I learn how to clean it. I learn how to carry it on the basket on my head. I learn to cook it in the pot, what to use to cover with the leaves of taro or bananas, how to peel it and how to cut it, how to eat it, even the taste of it. Everything about Palau is all art.
By Bilong's measure, all the preparations for this first birth ceremony are part of the art. The steam tents with herbs, the women sweating and bonding inside. Each family member of the hundreds here has a function and a place. Celebratory turtle meat is plentiful, plus noodles, taro. The new mother is radiant. Slathered with turmeric and coconut oil, she glistens. The picture of fecundity. Noe Tani Gawa, HPR News.